time is 300 feet.
All right, I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, 4:30. If we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'll make a motion to move from general session to executive session for the purpose of discussing personnel matters, employment of a public official, specifically with invited guests of the Fire Chief Search Committee to discuss the selection process.
Second.
Second by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And okay. You'll need to clear the hall.
Yes. Yeah, you three gentlemen will have to...
It's an executive session. You'll be coming back after college.
Do you need us to like signal? You want us to come down the hallway?
If you
want to
let us know when you're ready.
When we're
out of executive session, we'll open the door and yell.
There was too many of us to fit into that little
that
room.
Works.
Thanks.
No action items coming out of executive session. We do have a couple other agenda items, one agenda item, and then we're going back to executive session. But Assistant Chief Holmick has brought us some information regarding a potential ambulance to replace one of our medic units. And Jay, were you guys on the ambulance committee?
Correct.
So tell us about this important demo that's potentially out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we did a lot of research over the past couple months.
One second. I know. Can you introduce your guys' self, please? So,
my name's Ken Kucher. I'm a firefighter paramedic. I was an apparatus committee chairman.
Thank you.
Jay Jovia, firefighter paramedic. Was on the committee.
So we spent the past few months trying to narrow down what we thought was going to be the best for us as far as a new ambulance. We came up with three different options, provided all that information to Chief Holmick, and he sent an email to you guys this morning, I believe, with his wants, requests. So we're here to answer any questions for you guys that you have for that.
Right. You all had this in the budget at the beginning of the year, and you were taking your time going along through the process. And maybe two meetings ago, our chairman said, hey, we noticed the ambulances were out getting service. Is there something we can do to fast forward this process? And Trudy and I were lucky enough to attend the Ohio Township Association, where there were demos of fire trucks and other things. And so we just think demos, right, are the greatest thing because it's something we've seen. We're not firefighters, so we're like, look, you can get a good one for not so much money. And what... Chief said was, hey, wait, this might cost more money. And though I understand safety services are our top priority in our township and that the voters approved $2.1 million, I don't... So when I got this proposal this morning, I was pleasantly surprised that we can get it nearly at the cost that was budgeted, right? So I think it says $275 for the demo, which was what was budgeted.
Yeah, $278,362 is the estimate.
And then there's some extras you guys will have to have for some reason.
So
but
when you buy a demo, the best way to equate it is that if you go to the car lot and you look at a base model vehicle, and then you have the luxury model, we want to be somewhere in the middle, but...
I want you down there.
Right. So when you buy a demo unit from the manufacturer, you still have to add some things to it to make it fit for your department. So that's what we're doing. We're taking a base model.
Yeah. Does this need to be painted?
Well, it comes in white.
That's good. White goes with everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are other vehicles being red, though, but I mean...
Well, that's all right.
It comes in white, so that's included in the price. If it were to be painted, that would be extra.
Yeah. So it's important to me that you stay in the range of our budget, right? But it's equally important that this is going to be faster, or that we actually are in line for something, because there is this threat that we are never going to be in line. So is it that valuable to have a red over a white? I don't think so. I think you should be smart about how we spend money. So
I'm just saying this all escalated. So because of the repairs, the older ones and out of service, and I know you guys are talking about new and buying a chassis and holding it for a year and then doing this, but as our fleet gets older, and if we've got to have something for you guys, our paramedics, you know, we appreciate the fire department. So I appreciate you guys stepping this up a lot. It might cost us a little bit more, but if we wait for a year and a half, we're still going to be kicked out of the loop again on getting items. So I appreciate you guys bringing this to us. We had talked to Chief Homick about, Assistant Chief Homick, about bringing us something quicker than, you know, later down the road. So we got to respect your guys, huh? You guys' opinion. You're going to have to drive it. Yeah, is there going to be different? Everything's going to be different, because I'm sure even if you go to some of the other fire department, you adapt to whatever you're driving in. So, you know, I appreciate the expedite of coming back to the trustees with this, so we can get it on the agenda and get it moved along.
What is the Horton? What is the chassis?
That's an F550 chassis. So diesel, a 550 series, or a heavy duty pickup truck front end type.
And EJ's comfortable working on that.
Okay. We hope don't have to work on it.
Well, I don't want to have.
It's a pretty common choice.
I don't want to be sending stuff out all the time for oil changes and brakes and stuff that, I mean.
Routine stuff like that is not a problem.
So I really want to pass this motion tonight, but I don't like contingent upon final price approval. Oh, it says contingent upon final price approval by the Board of Trustees. So I guess that's okay. So he's going to come back with some range between 300 and 315.
These are estimates, and Matt wants to.
And when he shows me the list of things and red paint on there, I can cross it off and say.
And, I mean, so the only thing we'll really need once the options are finalized is just a decal package?
We finalize the options, as far as things like a refrigerator and sealing compartments to make them suitable for gear so that we're not contaminating the patient, that's all included in that 305 to 315.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason we're looking for the motion tonight is because demos are, as soon as they touch the line.
Yeah.
People are trying to buy them. So
right.
We're lucky we're here.
Right. So let's do it.
Agree to hold this until tonight.
Right.
So I have another question. Like right off of my head. I have no issues or problems with this. I'm glad you guys brought it as quick as you did. It's only been like 2 or 3 weeks. It's like, whoa, here's the demo. We're ready to go. Oh, I didn't know what I wanted to ask. Okay, so they're going to hold it for us. What still is your time frame you think that we're actually going
to
take delivery of this?
They're saying 30 to 60 days because it is currently done being produced. So it's just sitting in the lot. And to make our changes to it, they're looking at 30 to 60 days.
I just wasn't sure how long they were backed up, and I know it said here. So we should have it by the end of the year, comfortably.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
That's not the worst.
This is number one of, potentially there's another one in the horizon.
There is another demo unit available coming.
Both our medic units are old.
Yeah, he's saying in the progression plan of replacement vehicles, that maybe in 2028 or 2027, I don't know, Gavin's not here, so we really can't question where it is on the capital line to get another new ambulance.
Potentially what we get from July from the county, too, could be a newer unit.
Through ALS. Yeah.
I don't believe we're getting a new one.
Newer. New to us.
We're getting the old one.
No, we're going to have the magic.
Somebody's going to bend our number, and they may not pick that one.
We're
going to
get the brand, the newest and the brightest, right,
gosh,
guys?
I hope you're right, Trudy, but you're not.
Any other questions? I move to authorize the fire department and to enter a contract with Horton Emergency Vehicle REV Group to hold the demo unit for purchase by Monclova Township contingent upon final price approval by the Board of Trustees.
Second.
Second by Vickery. On the motion, Lane?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks
you guys heard me say 305.
I heard 305 to 315.
Yeah, that part wasn't so good. The 305. No red paint.
All right.
Thank you guys for all your work.
Yep. I ask you to leave again because I'll make a motion to go.
Oh, can I interrupt? Did you need to move money around for Gavin's email? Oh. I don't think.
You know, we decided we didn't have to do that right now, but maybe we do. Because we made the motion, it requires the money to be moved.
I believe so.
I didn't print it.
Right here.
Move to increase appropriations as follows: $50,000 in 228-760-740 quad zero machinery equipment, and to move $50,000 from 100910910 quad zero out of 228-931000. The original budget for the ambulance was $275,000, so $50,000 would make it $325,000.
That isn't even in that.
Are you good? Are you done?
On the motion, Trudy seconded.
Second. Thank you. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yep.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And now I'll make a motion to adjourn from general session and return to executive session to confer with attorney to concerning a dispute with the subject of a pending court action, litigation, or administrative appeal.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Klein?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
This isn't going to take long, Kathleen, and we're going to adjourn.
Are you good if I exit?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.